Welcome to Voices of the Community, which explores critical issues facing Northern California communities. We introduce you to the voices of community thought leaders and change makers who are working on solutions that face our fellow individual community members, neighborhoods, cities, and our region. This is George Koster, your host. This episode is part of our series exploring COVID-19's impact on nonprofits and small businesses in San Francisco. We started the series back in April of 2020 during the height of the first phase of the COVID-19 pandemic and the shelter-in-place requirements. Over these past 9 months, the COVID-19 pandemic and economic meltdown has wiped out millions of jobs in both the nonprofit and small business sectors, as well as shuttered tens of thousands of small business operations. The goal of the series is to shine a spotlight on the nonprofits, small businesses, and their staff who are struggling to deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on their operations, services, and sustainability. The series of interviews we conducted features voices from a cross-section of organizations that make up the fabric of our community. Each of them brings a unique perspective on how they and we are dealing with the issues facing our community during the global pandemic and economic depression.
So I was one of the only kids walking around with burgers and grilled vegetables. And a lot of the kids would say, "Where did you get that?" And I would say, "Rome's Kitchen. It's right in my dorm, dorm 900. And I would make them some food and give them out around the dorms. And that was years ago. And now Rome's Kitchen is actually the incubator for my family to help us get to the next level.
In this episode, our featured voice is Rome Rogers, the founder of Rome's Kitchen in the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood of San Francisco. Rome, like many food entrepreneurs, decided to take his love of food and hard work and invest in himself to pursue his dream of starting his own restaurant. Rome's Kitchen is a unique Bayview mashup of Italian and soul food. I'll let Rome tell you more about how he came up with this unique blend of food and culture.
So Rome, why did you create your small business? Why Rome's Kitchen? Was it something that was born out of your kitchen in your house and then incubated out onto, you know, a restaurant format?
Yeah, I would like to start off by saying that I'm truly grateful for this opportunity and the Baby Bistro as well. But to answer your question, the reason why I started Rome's Kitchen was because I was going through a lot of different job endeavors and I would put in tons of hard work into these different places. Talking maybe 16-hour shifts, tons and tons of overtime. And I felt as if I didn't see an end to that as far as me progressing anytime sooner. And I realized that there's just a missing gap in my family as far as opportunity and people starting careers for themselves and having something to pass down. When I seen an opportunity with, there was some local food events they were doing in Oakland. They had music and gallery events. And I had a nephew of mine that would take me down there and they had food vendors there and the food vendor lines would be so long and I had tried the food and to be quite frank, it wasn't too good. So I seen an opportunity and I started bringing my food down there and the reactions that I started getting were just off the charts and the demand started coming. People just started asking me left and right, "Hey, can you do a pan of this? Can you do a pan of that?" So I just dropped everything and decided to put them all into Rome's Kitchen.
In Rome, what is Rome's Kitchen cuisine? Can you describe some of your favorite items, maybe history behind some of the recipes?
Yeah, we like to call ourselves an Italian soul food catering company. I came up with that concept because a lot of the dishes that I cook or a lot of even the creations that I come up with, they're just things that I just tweaked around in the house, experimented with, and I love Italian food and I love soul food. And when I was thinking about the concept, I said, why not bring the best of both worlds together? And a lot of the dishes and the ideas, they kind of just come from me putting soul food items together, Italian seasonings together, and mixing them together and coming out with different dishes.
And Rome, how has COVID-19 impacted your operation?
COVID-19 has taken a dramatic effect on our operation. As Andrea stated earlier, with the Bayview Bistro, as far as the system that we had down at the corridor at 4101 3rd Street, that was a great opportunity for me. We were thriving. We were growing at a faster rate. We were growing a big crowd of people that were coming down there. We were able to reach different crowds. When I say different crowds, I'm saying like construction workers, muni workers, people of the city, because it was the perfect peak time from 11 to 3 p.m. So with that being shut down and we can't do the pop-ups, it's affected us in a dramatic way.
And Rome, how have you dealt with it? I mean, Pooja had mentioned the idea of putting together containers. So have you been able to put together a program where people can do takeout or subscribe or do gift certificates?
Yes. We've been working with the bistro, and we have our, like Andrea said, we have the different date boxes we've been doing. We've just did a photo shoot for our Thanksgiving packages we're doing as well. So we kind of just had to been real creative. We've been blessed with the Bayview Bistro to do different opportunities as well. We've been working with Mission Meals and doing different prepackaged meals as well. So we've kind of been creative, and there's been a few organizations that's been helping us stay afloat.
Jerome, could you share a favorite story of starting your own restaurant business, your own eatery, and you know what it means to you and your family?
Yeah. I guess I would say something funny behind the starting Rome's Kitchen. I would say the name. I kind of spoken into existence. I laugh about it all the time, and me and my friends do, because when I was in college, I went to Cal State East Bay, and I would cook in the dorms. And I had a George Foreman grill, and a lot of the kids would be asking me, like, you know, in the freshman dorms, there's only a microwave. So I was one of the only kids walking around with burgers and grilled vegetables. And a lot of the kids would say, where did you get that? And I would say, Rome's Kitchen. It's right in my dorm 900. And I would make them some food and give them out around the dorms. And that was years ago. And now Rome's Kitchen is actually the incubator for my family to help us get to the next level. So just speaking that name into existence and actually just playing around with it, saying it as a joke, and now it's actually my brand.
Thank you. That was a great story. So people that are watching and listening to this room, how can they help you?
You guys, we're grateful for any type of help that we can get. We're a short man team. It's pretty just me and about two other colleagues. I'm the running force behind it. And if you guys want to help, you guys can like, comment, subscribe to all of our different media outlets that we have. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're heavier on the Instagram. You can come out and support us. We host a lot of different pop-ups. You can support us as well by purchasing items throughout the Bayview Bistro, highlighting that, taking different photos, and telling everybody that you know. I know social media has taken a dramatic effect, but we still have word of mouth is a huge social media marketing as well, tool as well to get word out. So we're open to anything, any way that someone wants to help us, we'll take it all.
And then, Ron, would you like to share your social media, your website, Instagram, where people can check in and make orders, share, et cetera?
Sure. You can find us on Instagram. That's Rome's_kitchen. We're on Facebook at Rome's_kitchen. And we're on YouTube as well as Rome's Kitchen. You can find us on any of those outlets. Our website is www.romes-kitchen.com. And you can find us as well through the Bayview Bistro.
And then, Rome, out of the pandemic and the economy, what would you like to see some of the positive things happening to help small businesses and restaurants such as yourself?
What I would like to see, personally, there's a lot of vacant buildings. There's a lot of vacant old companies and different storefronts that are shut down here in the Bayview, up and down 3rd Street. I see them a lot. And I personally would like to have some of these young businesses from the community, African-American community, minority-based businesses have an opportunity to get into some of these storefronts. That's what I would like to see.
Well, thank you, Rome, for sharing all of your work today. I'm going to make sure that we'll share out all of your social media on our website and in the broadcast itself. And please stay safe out there as we all deal with what has become this very strange new normal.
Appreciate you.
That's it for this episode of Voices of the Community. You've been listening to the voice of Rome Rogers, the founder of Rome's Kitchen, about the creation of his restaurant and catering business, as well as the impact of COVID-19 on his business. To find out more about Rome's unique Italian soul food, go to romeskitchen.com. We hope that you enjoyed the insights, points of view, and personal stories from the voices of changemakers and their nonprofits and small businesses featured in this series. To find out more and get engaged with the nonprofits, small businesses, and staff members featured in the series, please go to my website, georgecoster.com, and click on Voices of the Community to find links to the extended versions of these interviews and to listen to the entire series. After listening to these stories, we hope that you will consider making a donation and volunteering to provide a hand up to your fellow community members. I want to thank my associate producer, Eric Estrada, along with Mel, Lila, Michael, and Laura at the San Francisco Public Press and KSFP. To listen to our next episode in this series and to our archived past shows, which feature community voices working on solutions to critical issues facing Northern California communities, please go to georgecoster.com. While you're on our website, please sign up for our newsletter to find out more about future shows. Please subscribe to Voices of the Community on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, at George Coster, and we'd love to hear from you with feedback and show ideas. So send us an email to george@georgecoster.com. I'm George Coster in San Francisco, and thank you for listening.